kind of freaking me out. Oh, we are live. Welcome to the Dirty Bird Nation Report, the unofficial official podcast of Falcons Twitter. It is one of your hosts. Why is my dog in my suitcase? Okay, that's not my name. I just looked up and saw my dog is in my suitcase. Okay. It's Gerald's Lethal and Josh. We are here. Breeze is going to be in the comments. He is very, very, very upset. So he's boycotting for now.
So
Hopefully
serious.
next week. Yeah, he's quote unquote boycotting. I need to know if this first comment is Breeze or not, because I'm trying to figure this out. Because I don't need nobody in the comments while I'm talking to myself. And while we are talking before the show about stuff that don't need to be in the show.
Right.
No, if that's not Breeze, I need to know who you are. Okay. So I didn't watch the game yesterday. I was going to watch it today, but everyone was like, don't watch it or just watch it. And it's going to remind you of the Super Bowl and of the Dallas game and of all the other games we pretty much failed at. So I'm going to let you take it away, Josh. What happened in this game? Explain to the people and explain your feelings.
I mean, like I said, it was literally like the Dallas game and the Super Bowl game, meaning like we get out to this big league, we balling, we looking like a competent team, and then the second half happens. Like I said, we third quarter hits. Tampa Bay, they get the ball to start the quarter, march down the field. Score a touchdown. So it's what at this point in time, it's like 17-7. So I'm like, okay. Then we get the ball back. Matt Ryan gets the ball and the offense take him back down there. And we score a touchdown with Payton on the touchdown pass. So we up 24-7. Everything's looking good. Then all of a sudden, Tampa Bay, they score again. I'm like, okay, we're gonna match them again. We're out. And like, okay, well, whatever. The Tampa Bay, they get the ball again. And like I said, third quarter, they scored 21 points. 21 points. So it's like, okay, it's 21-27 going to fourth quarter. Nothing happens. Then all of a sudden, like I said, I seen Oliver go out for like one play. He may have been out longer, but I think he cramped up and he went out for a play. So then, like a few plays later, you just see Antonio Brown going down the field with the practice squad cornerback trailing him for like a 40-yard touchdown, and then they go up 4 points. And then I'm like, okay, no biggie, they are 4 points. So we just gonna match him. So then we get the ball back, and then I think this is the second to last drive. Russell Gage, just I think it's third down. Russ drops the ball. We have to punt. I think prior to that, Gurley, he missed a blitz. And on the blitz, for some reason, he decides to go and try and block the D end that Jake Matthews was blocking. All of a sudden, White, the gap opened, and White just ran through the gap and sat Matt by putting the ball. Okay, whatever. Defense, I think they get another stop. Yes, girl, he missed a block. One block. But so then defense, they get a stop. Okay, we get the ball back. We about to drive down this field. And then from what I remember on that last drive, Keith Smith, the fullback, he misses a block also on the blitz. The same blitz. But Keith Smith, he misses the block. And then White, he cuts through the B gap again, another sack. And then I think it was third down, really. I don't know why he was trying to make a fancy catch. He had to stand just like this. Well, he could have easily turned his hand, palm facing the ball, and catch it like that. But for some reason, he wanted to have a fancy catch like I'm doing now. He drops the ball, third down. And then I think it was like, it may have been like fourth and 16. Matt, he's improvising a little bit. Throws about a really. Really, he catches it. All really had to do was catch the ball and run to his left. Just keep running to his left to get to the chains. More than likely, I think he got it by a yard. But this dude catches the ball, and you know how he cuts back into the middle of the field?
Yeah.
He catches the ball, cut back in the middle of the field, and he gets stopped short, 2-3 yards short. That's ball game. But yeah, people for some reason people want us to replace Matt. Matt got to go. We can't do anything with Matt. We reached the ceiling with Matt. So yeah, that's where we're at today.
Wow. So Ridley wanted to know why. Well, people wanted to know why Ridley didn't get voted into the Pro Bowl. That's why. I'm gonna tell you straight up. We can just go and jump into it. The game is trash. I don't know what else you want us to say because we've been saying the same stuff over and over and over again each week. I ain't about to talk about this game no more. Okay? I'm done. It was stupid. They're stupid. Screw this team. Clean house at this point. And I help. Reggie will help. Hell, Marcus will help. Breeze will probably help. We're not boycotting. You're not even boycotting. You're here. You just don't want to talk. Breeze. But the Pro Bowl. So everybody's like, where's Ridley? Where's Ridley? He didn't get voted in. Well, that's because he's been doing stupid shit all season.
All season.
Like, I wasn't voting for him. When he said, please vote me in, I was like, fuck you. Like, I'm not voting you in. Why would I vote you in? You've been doing stupid stuff. He's reminding me of Deshaun Jackson. Like, you're just doing stupid stuff. Just this year, not every year. This year, I'm like, okay, you're doing just stupid stuff that's just not making sense, like Deshaun Jackson.
Well, the thing with Ridley, I think he, for some reason, he thinks this is like still college, like where he could just one of the fastest. Yeah, Raheem is an idiot. But I think really he thinks like this is college and he just like he's one of the fastest, well, probably the fastest player out on the field, which he may be. But at the same time, this is the NFL. Everyone can run. Literally everyone. So all that cutting back in the field, like stop doing that. Like you're not gonna outrun everyone. You're not gonna do it. Like it was one play early in the game where he caught it and he just took it straight up the field, north and south, and he had a block. Just do that, Red. Like you don't have to cut. Stop cutting in and out, man. Like you gotta know. When you need to run, when you need to cut back in, and majority of the time, like he's cutting back in when he doesn't need to.
Exactly.
On the
last week where he did that, where he had the first, but he decided to cut back, and I was like, dude, I swear to God, I would break your kneecaps right now. Don't. Why are you doing that? Like it is so unnecessary. And that was like when he was like Pro Bowl, like fuck that. Look what you just did. You had the first and then you just cut back for no reason. What are you doing? What are you trying to prove? And like you are already a great receiver. You don't need to do this to prove.
Exactly. But again, he did it on their fourth down. What all he had to do was he caught the ball. All he had to do was just run towards the chain. Just keep going to your left. All of a sudden he just cut back in the middle to the end of the middle of the field to his right. Got tackled 2-3 yards short. Turnover on downs.
Reggie said, wise up. Oh, my God. Reggie, I forgot to ask, like, everybody.
Reggie, pissed, man.
We have been so bad. But hopefully you come on for the last game. I don't know if you're going to come on, Reggie, but I hope you do come on again for the last game. I did see that you were done talking about the whole team.
Reggie, pissed, man.
So hopefully you come back on, or at least during the off season.
Two weeks, man. We got two more weeks of this mess, man. We just gotta pray that the new
regime,
just pray that they have some common sense.
Yeah, but someone who did well. We have two players that did deserve their Pro Bowl votes, and that was Ku and Grady. They both got it. And they deserved it, of course, out of everybody. Ridley did not deserve it, so stop crying about Ridley not being in the Pro Bowl. He didn't deserve it. So cry somewhere else. But they got it. They deserved it. Kudos to them, I guess. I mean, I'm so like done with the season. I don't even know what else to say. Like,
yeah, man. Like I'm just ready for everything to be done. Like 2 more weeks from today is Black Friday. And again, it would be done. No more Dirk, no more Raheem, no more of this incompetent coaching staff. Like, no more.
See, that's the thing. Like, I want to hope it's no more Raheem and incompetent coaching staff. But what this team and this organization has proved to me is that they will show us their white asses every time.
No, the thing is, this is the conversation I have with my brother, like, daily. It's like, the reason why we're getting the same results that we had with Dan Quinn is because this is still, we still have his coaching staff. So all the crap that he was preaching to them, they're still preaching it to the players, but it's just been tweaked just a little bit. But it's still the same BS. It's still that same picket fence defense that we run on third and when the opposing offense is like a third and eight or something. We have that picket defense, that dumb picket fence defense that even the broadcaster, they're like, I don't agree with this defense, right? They keep running it. But it's that same dumb defense that we run on third downs. But again, that's coming from the coaching staff. The same incompetent coaching staff that Quinn assembled is still here. So once they're gone, everything else, hopefully we'll get some common sense coaches who's aware of situational football going forward.
Yeah. I mean, I hope so. I really want to hope so. But this team, for me, I'm at the point where I have to see it to believe it.
Like I said, Raheem is just a black Dan Quinn. He give you that dumb coach speak after every loss. He still has that oh well, the offense, we just haven't executed, yada yada yada. It's like, that may be true in some points, but at the same time, your OC is incompetent. The defense that we run in situation football is idiotic. Like, you just can't put it on execution. Some of the crap that y'all calling is BS from a coaching standpoint.
Yeah. So, Breeze wanted to bring up Justin Jefferson. Apparently, he did better this year than Ridley, right? That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
He has over 1,000 yards in his rookie season. 7 touchdowns, over 1,000 yards. Jesus.
Now he balling. That boy balling. I give him that.
I didn't even know he existed. So yeah, he made the Pro Bowl, right? I think so.
He did.
Yeah, he deserved it more than Ridley this year. And he's a rookie. And that's a shame. That's a damn shame. You make a rookie. Okay. With Kirk Cousins at QB. That is what South Breeze wants to point out. He's like, make sure you say that. Wow. Yeah, really, you don't deserve it. And if you block us because of this, I just don't care. Tell you do better. Do better. Don't look at us. Do better. You need to fucking do better. What else? I don't know. The chat is moving fast. So yeah. What the fuck was I going with this? Ridley, get your fucking gains up or something, because you let this rookie outshine you with Kirk Cousins at QB. I mean, that is
again really missed what, 2 games this year? 2-3 games?
Yeah, but still.
I mean, if he played all his games, I'm pretty sure he would have been cracked 1,000 yards.
I don't know, Swain. I don't know. The way he missing catches and
No, I give you that. Yeah, he was. Yeah, that was him. But it was another one too that was at LSU. But it was Justin, he did some of the damage too. But I mean, like I said, really he would have got that too. But I agree, some of the drops this year, they've come at crucial times, and I can't defend him on that aspect.
He failed. That's why I didn't vote his ass into the Pro Bowl, because he didn't deserve it. But Grady and Koo, good for you. That shit rocked. Can't wait for real football people to land in the Falcons front office.
I agree with that.
We agree over here, fam. Shout out to Padre. He's always here. And if he misses it, he always says something.
I need football heads in that front office, like Aaron on the coaching staff, like, oh, the Steelers tied. I mean, this court. But I need some legit, like, football minds in this organization, because we've been duped with Smitty. We've been duped even worse by Quinn. Like, I just want Matt and Julio to go out, get that just due by this organization. And with that, hopefully that comes with good coaching and a good GM too.
Foy did get snubbed. Yeah. I agree. I did vote for him, but you know, not a lot of fans. Clearly, they didn't vote for him, but he for sure got snubbed. He's been drawing his ass off.
Well, he's not. I mean, honestly, not to like be rude or anything like that, but I mean, outside of us Falcons fans, who really knows Foye? Outside of Falcons fan and people who really know football, he's not a household name. It is a popularity contest, mm-hmm. but he's really not a household name like Grady. And I mean, Youngko, he had a good year this year, but people really know him because his name, Youngko, like,
because it's funny.
I mean, yeah, it is, but if people knew Foye, I mean, more like he would have got voted in. But I agree, Pro Bowl is a popularity contest too, though. So
I agree with that too. I think who made it? Grabby Laddie made it. Like,
stop lying.
I swear to God, I swear I saw.
What?
I swear to God, let me
it's not hate, man. I need y'all to take out the rose colored glasses and see him for where he is. Heck, I'm not even gonna start. But it's not hate.
Because we're gonna have, look, Padre, we're going to have an off season episode. Eric's gonna come on, hopefully Reggie comes on, and we are gonna
agree with me. Reggie, when I brought up the fact when Justin was like, oh, I didn't come to UGA to hand the ball off. What did you come here for? We just went to a national title game before you. What do you think you was going to do here your freshman year?
Look, we're going to have a Come to Jesus episode about Josh and his hate for black quarterbacks.
What? I tell you, I love Pat. I love Russ. I love Lamar.
Pat ain't black.
I just gave you two other ones. I love Deshaun. Like,
wow, two out of how many?
Russ, Lamar, Deshaun.
Russ don't count.
Why?
Because he's like,
Hawaii. Oh, he's not hood. That's why.
Lamar is.
Do you hear yourself?
We have an episode. Okay, everybody listening.
You just tell me yourself.
We don't have an episode.
You're racist. And you're trying to paint it on me.
You are a racist.
No, okay. I just don't like Cam and Justin, honestly.
Whatever. We're gonna go through the history. Okay, so y'all be on the lookout for that.
Please.
Yes. Okay, so I found it. Yes, he did make the Pro Bowl.
That boy's ass, man.
He is. Like, he's one of them Aints fans. They're gonna vote for their people for some reason.
That boy ass, man.
Yeah, Pat puts ketchup on turkey. He is not black.
What?
He's spicy white. Like, that's Pat. We just can't claim him.
But I'm the racist. Do y'all hear yourselves?
He put only white people put ketchup on turkey. Like, hello.
How many white people do you know that put ketchup on that turkey?
Pat.
That's one person.
I don't ask all of my white friends if they put ketchup on turkey. And they probably do. Because they nasty.
Y'all racist, man.
Yes, Matt Bryant will forever be my guy. Who are you? Because we need to be friends. Because that's my guy, too. Block. Who are you? Are you on Twitter? I don't know. We need to be best friends, okay? Because that's my guy. Yeah, Pat's MAGA. He's MAGA, too. Fucking.
Okay, so yeah. Oh, my God.
We're going to get to it during the off season. Okay?
Let me just say this. Y'all hate Pat for non-football reasons. Right.
And?
I just wanted you to confirm that. That's all.
I don't hate him. He's just nasty. Like, who does that? Okay, so West Blankenship. Golly, the comments off the chain. Okay, give me like a second to get to y'all's comments. This is a lot right now. Wes Blankenship said some weird shit on Twitter. He said there's biblically some... Fuck, I'm reading it wrong. He said there's something biblically wrong with this franchise. Okay, so first of all, this franchise was not even in the biblical age. Like, it wasn't even born in the biblical age. So, that's one. And he brings up, like, all of our horrible losses. You know, like the Super Bowl. And then someone named BJ Strong Armaho.
Yeah.
What name is that? Brings up that we removed the oldest African-American church for the stadium. People, okay, we are not cursed. Well, we could be.
We're not.
By God. However, we've been cursed for a long time before the stadium was built and we removed the churches. So we gotta stop blaming the churches for this.
And to piggyback off of that, the churches got more than market value for that land and that church. And then there's literally a block over. If you've ever been to the new stadium, that church is literally a block over from the stadium.
Yeah.
Look, even better than before. And I go to church down there. Not to that same church, but in that area. But so please stop saying that. Cause that literally just irks my nerve. Like, that's just pure ignorance.
And I don't understand. How could something be biblically wrong with the franchise? I don't.
I guess it's in the manner of how we lose. That's why it's like historically like bad. So I guess that's why he phrased it that way.
I don't know. He's tripping. Yeah, Jesus ain't got nothing to do with these losses. That is correct.
It's incompetent coaching. Dan Quinn set us back.
Reggie is just going off in the comments.
Right.
Reggie, I'm going to need to get a Snickers, man. I don't know how you're going to handle the rest of these the rest of these games. We're going 4-12. All right. Matt Ryan also had... we need to talk about this. Since Reggie's here, UGA people, how did Ryan get more rushing yards yesterday than Todd? Explain yourselves, UGA people. Y'all was all so hype.
No, we're not doing this. Because when Todd balled against Carolina and we still lost, y'all didn't want to speak on that. Y'all just like, oh, we lost anyway, so it don't matter what Todd did. So we're gonna exclude Ty from this conversation, and we're not gonna speak on it.
Why?
Get out of here.
More rushing yards than him, so.
Huh?
Matt had more rushing yards.
I mean, it was a bad. It was a bad day in the office. I mean, I can't. Oh my god, I can't defend him for that. So
Reggie said, "Nope."
And said, "Title women."
Bree is spelling out cheeks in the comments. I'm not putting all that up here.
Look, man, he's at this point in his career, he's a decent backup goal line running back.
Yeah. Sorry.
Not for 5 years.
You girly folks, girly, what do they the girls say, girly girls?
And we won a girly in 16, so y'all relax, okay?
Yeah, that was a long time ago. But, you know, them knees catch up with you. You know what I'm saying? The knees. It's the knee. What's that saying? It's the knee for me. That's what it is. It's the knees for me. Oh, my God. Sabrina said great value knee.
That's pretty messed up, man.
Hey, it ain't our fault he got bad knees. Look, that's the Rams organization for running him like a Hebrew slave. They did. They ran him like a Hebrew slave. Now he ain't got knees.
No, but again, with that, he was like an MVP candidate 1 year. That man had like he had 70 touchdowns in like a 4 year span with the Rams.
They messed up his knees, dog.
That is crazy. That's if you break down averages, that's almost 20 touchdowns a year. Running back,
dog. And that's why his knees messed up. They ran him like a slave.
That is true,
dog.
But no, he did tear his ACL at Georgia too.
See. And then they worked him like a slave because they ain't have no fucking receivers.
Now they had Cup. James, we got to pray that James come back, man. James got to return to Georgia. We need him to spearhead that run back group.
From Georgia. Shit. Guys, I am so sorry. I traveled all day yesterday driving, and I've just been over here working like a slave. So my mind is like all over the place. I'm tired, so I am very sorry. Y'all just gonna have to deal. This show is just gonna be it is what it is. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just brain farting all day, but love us through it, please.
Hey, oh no,
shut up. Okay, I'm gonna say this and then I'm gonna let y'all judge. Okay? Cause I think it's weird, but I ain't gonna say too much. Okay? But I just wanted to get this off my chest. Matt Ryan and his brother. How do you explain this? Okay, so Matt Ryan is married to Sarah Ryan, right? Okay, so Matt Ryan has a brother that looks just like him. It's really creepy. They almost look like twins, but the brother is like a midget, so he's short. Okay, so that brother is married to Sarah's sister. So the brothers are married to the sisters.
The brothers are brother-in-laws and the sisters are sister-in-laws.
They married each other's family. It's like incest, but it sounds like incest.
It's
weird. Okay, I said I wasn't going to say my thoughts, but I just had to. Do y'all think that shit is weird? I think that shit is weird. It sounds like some fucking Queen Elizabeth, like before she was queen type shit, where they only married their cousins and in the family, to keep it in the family. Does that make the babies... Does that make them siblings? Like, How does that work? Where's some white people? Are any white people on here? I need y'all to explain to me how this works.
Oh my God.
See, that's weird. Thank you. That's some weird shit. Yeah, Utah sister wife. That's some weird shit. Matt Ryan, I need you to come on the show and explain to me how this works and why y'all are like this. Cause that shit is weird. Okay. That's some South Georgia stuff that we don't talk about.
Whoa.
Real good South Georgia. Relax. It's weird. I don't care. He's probably gonna block us. But just block me. Don't block them. Okay. They love you. Just block me. I think it's weird. And y'all need help. Y'all need Jesus. That's y'all need them churches that y'all moved the stadium for. That's where y'all need to go. Intervention. Okay. That's some weird shit. Look, Reggie said.
I heard about it this morning and they confirmed it. And it's like, yeah, his brother married his wife's sister, which is weird, man.
Nah, this is weird. We got a weird ass fucking quarterback. Okay. And we find this out right before he retires. I don't know what to do. I want to give my jersey to a white Bama family because I'm pretty disturbed right now with this information. But Google it, okay? And it's weird because they all look alike and they're married to each other. But the brothers look like the brothers because they are brothers. And the sisters look like the sisters because they are sisters. So the siblings, the little baby's going to look alike. It's weird.
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh, I had to get that off my chest. It's weird. Yeah, it's like double cousins.
We love y'all though. We love y'all, Matt and Sarah.
Do we?
Let me see this. I need to Google this.
Yeah, Google it. Just Google it and Google the brother. And there's pictures of them side by side. It's weird. Okay. Marcus said he'd love to see them on wife swap. Get the kids like I want to see. I didn't even know he had a brother. I'm dead ass Reggie. Reggie's like, quit playing. Reggie, look it up. I swear to God, someone said it yesterday, and I googled it. It is all accurate. They all married in the family. I just want to know if the twins look like the brother's kids, because apparently the brother has like four kids with the brother sister. Whatever, I don't even know how to even say it, the in-law stuff, but it's weird, okay? It's weird. Just Google it. Swear to God, I'm not even fucking kidding. It's weird. It's weird shit. Y'all Google it, and y'all tell me what y'all think. And if any white people have family members like that or are in a family like that, just explain to us the dynamics, because we just need some understanding.
Yeah, I'm looking at the picture now. Yeah, this is pretty weird.
It's weird. Our quarterback is weird. Weird. Yeah, Reggie, I swear to God, look it up, man.
Brother Mike Ryan is married to Sarah S. sister, Maggie. This is weird.
It's weird. It's so weird.
Well, it's like okay, I'm gonna hook my brother up with my girl sister.
You don't do that. That's weird. Like, who was like, yeah, we'll just marry the sister? It's like, no, what? What is happening? Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness! I don't even know what to say.
I mean, it's
God, weird. We need to pray. I need holy water. I need to drink holy water before I go to bed.
it looks like Matt and his wife is like his brother and the sister is like their evil twin or something.
Yeah, like, okay, so had a couple. When you look this up, Matt Ryan and Sarah are way more attractive than the brother. The other brother sister combo. This is so
weird. That's what it is. It's like like how like a horror movie, like if Matt and Sarah walk past the mirror and like the evil twin is in the mirror, it's like the brother, it's like his brother and his sister-in-law will pop out.
You know what it's like? What's that movie by Jordan Peele?
I was going to say Us.
Yeah.
But that's what it is. That's literally what it is.
Swear to God. So if you've never seen Us and you don't want to see Us, like I didn't see Us because I'd be scary. Okay. I'd be scary.
It was a pretty good movie.
Yeah, but I'd be scary. I don't like scary stuff. Okay. So I ain't see it, but just look it up and look up the normal people and then the Us people. That's what they look like the couple. That ain't my. Yes, it is his fault, man. It's his fault. He let it happen. And now they.
That slick is kind of lame, though. It's like, why would y'all get married and y'all know me and Sarah are already married? Like, why would y'all do that?
Because I'm telling you, it's some weird stuff. Look, where's white people at? Dear white people.
No, that's lame. The little brother and little sister, they lame for that.
Nah, listen, like, are white people like planning to marry each other and marry each other's family members for some weird like medieval times takeover stuff? Like, is that what it is? Because I just want a warning before y'all do some like weird stuff, like weird takeover the world type stuff. Because that's what it's like kind of giving me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, Tico's, yes, Tico's old lady, she is. I still follow her.
Speaking of Tico, is he still an NFL player?
Oh, probably. You know that was Shanna Shit's pet project.
Right.
He ain't gonna let him go nowhere. Jamal, you gotta come on next week. Just double remind me. Cause I didn't ask Reggie. I ain't ask Eric. Just double remind me to come on next week. Cause we ain't about to talk about nothing else. That was the last thing I had on my fucking list. Okay. Yeah, Tico's girl was good. Someone brought up something about Drew Brees. What did you say? Oh, let's talk about Drew Brees showing his age yesterday.
Oh, that man. I was talking to my homeboy Nick, my best friend. He was just saying like how he tired of after that first pick that Drew Brees threw. He hated Drew Brees since that since Brees was talking about that flag or whatever. But he's like he's even more like done with him, like because Drew Brees just doesn't look good anymore. Like he looks done. So but yeah, I was telling him, I was like, y'all kind of got like a dilemma. Like with Brees, you can only do so much with him, because he's limited. Because again, he's old. With Taysom, you're not gonna win in the shootout with him. So you need him to play. One, you need him to play good. And then two, you're going to need for your defense to be on that same day too. And then with three, the third option is Jameis. We don't know if Jameis still turnover Jameis. But, I mean, just throw him out there and see what he could do in this offense. I feel like their offense would be a lot better if they play Jameis. But since they don't want to, again, you're stuck with old man Brees. Your offense is going to be limited. It's going to be Brees. And he's either going to go to Kamara on the check down, more than likely, or Thomas on intermediate route. Or every blue moon he'll hit Emmanuel on a deep route. But majority of the time, it's going to be all underneath check downs or whatever. And that's because he's old now. He can't push the ball down the field anymore. And yeah, they're in a dilemma because, again, who will be their quarterback of the future?
Who knows? I guess they're banking on, what's his name? Hill?
No, they did that. They just did that because of all the other stuff he did in years past. Like they know he's not a quarterback. They know that. They just wanted to. Yeah, I think James. I think he will cook if his head is on right. But again, we don't know because he's not playing. But yeah, that's.
Mark said he got surgery on his eye.
No, because again, when James came in again, I think against the Niners. He like the very first pass he threw, it was a drop interception. Like the dude just dropped the ball, but he literally threw it to the defender, hit his hands, and he just dropped the ball. But I don't know. I they're in a dilemma. Play James and he may turn the ball over. Play Breeze and your offense is even more limited. Play Taysom, and you just got to run a triple option with him because he really can't throw unless he's playing us.
Yeah, unless he's playing us. Okay, my boss is yelling at me in the comments. I am sorry, okay? If I was here on time yesterday, I would have been, like, on it because I had stuff lined up, but it just threw me off. Tico, so – what were we talking about with Tico? Okay, so Cliff Notes and Tico has a third leg, which I think we all saw that he has a third leg.
No, we all did not see that. No, we don't want to all see that. No, no.
I saw it.
Okay, thank you.
And a lot of people saw it. I don't know why y'all just didn't go look. It's pretty big, but he has third leg, and then this little light skinned girl on Twitter like hopped all over him, and she is very beautiful. Okay, so you got to go look it up. And they have twins now. Who's Nick? What he does?
We don't want to know about it. We don't want to look. You talk to a whole different audience. We not in the audience.
Look, audience people, y'all gotta go look, okay? And so yeah, and she fine. So y'all gotta go look to see what she looks like. I forgot her at name on Twitter, but they have twins, and I think they're having another baby. But 10 inches, Tika. I don't know if it was 10 inches, but it was.
Marcus, come on now.
That's all I'm saying. Okay. What we got audience members too.
We don't care what it looks like. How we don't care about that. Like we could have been even better off without knowing anything about his privates. Honestly.
Okay, but you did okay. It's gonna be okay.
Nah, not when Marcus talking about 10-inch Tico.
Marcus talked about a lot of things. Marcus wanted you oiled up last week. So,
yeah,
Marcus. Oh my God. We have to be prepared because Marcus, unfortunately, we're going to be seeing him next week.
Oh God.
Yeah. So we're going to have to pray. Yes, Marcus, you're right.
Yeah, exactly. But again, they're not going to just wise up and say, oh, the smart thing to do is play Jameis. So we need to play him. They're not going to do that. They gave Taysom that the contract, so they are going to have to play him.
Yeah. So I don't know why everybody's yelling at me, okay?
You know why. You know what you did, man.
Yeah, at me. I'm just saying.
No, you know. That part, we don't want to hear what you're saying, okay?
Somebody out there wants to hear it.
When it comes to other men privates, we do not want to hear that.
I don't know why not. It's gonna be okay. There's people out there that want to hear about it. No, and they're gonna look it up.
I'm speaking for the majority. We do not want to hear that mess.
Y'all be fine. Oh, thank you. Her Twitter name, I guess, I don't know if they're married. I don't think they're married, but it's right here. If you're not on our YouTube, you need to come on the YouTube and you'll see the name right there. Shout out to Flag on the Play. We'll get him on next week with Marcus to balance everything out. And just double remind me, because I just got a lot going on over here. Okay. Can't forget about the Miami legend. Who's that? I don't know. Marcus, why do you know all this stuff?
Right. Why did you? Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. So, Marcus sent a tweet today talking about would we trade Ryan for a first, second, and third to the 49ers? And no.
Come prop up on Thrive Fantasy this season. Thrive Fantasy is a daily fantasy sports app for player props. They have eliminated the need to do countless hours of research because they only ask you about the top tier athletes in a respective sport. If NFL, choose 10 out of the 20 player prop options to build your lineup. If NBA, MLB, PGA, or esports, choose 5 out of the 10 player prop options to build your lineup. Each prop has a fantasy point total associated with the over or under based on its likelihood to occur. The more points a selection is worth, the riskier it is. Rack up the most points to win a share of the prize pool. If PGA, Thrive has new contests for each day of the tournaments, Thursday only, Friday only, etc. So don't sweat your golfers ruining your weekend by not making the cut. Thrive has awarded over $1.3 million in prizes since launching in 2018. Use promo code DBNReport when you sign up today and you will receive an instant $20 bonus on your first deposit of $20 or more. Download Thrive Fantasy on the App Store or Play Store or by visiting their website, www.thrivefantasy.com. Sign up and prop up today.
I'm not trading anything good to Kyle Shanahan.
Right. I'm not.
I'm just trading.
Right. I'm not trading anything that's going to help Kyle Shanahan. Like, no. Like, why?
Right.
So we could watch him go back to the Super Bowl and actually win it this time, and then people will look at the land like, oh, y'all former OC and y'all former quarterback just went to the Super Bowl and won it, and y'all still don't have a ring.
Yeah.
No.
I don't want that. I don't want it at all. Nothing. He could be traded to the Colts, and Marcus would be, like, mad annoying, but I'd rather him be traded to the Colts. Kyle Shanahan does not deserve any good things.
Exactly. Nothing. He needs to be paired with Jimmy G during his entire coaching tenure in San Francisco. I mean, with the Niners. Okay. He should have nothing good going for him in his coaching career ever.
Ever. Never. Ever. Never, ever, 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 ever should he. Why is my dog on my clean clothes? Oh my goodness. I'm gonna have to wash my clothes. Okay. Back to this. Yes. He don't need nothing. Yes, that's a huge haul. However, we don't care about Kyle Shanahan.
Right. Okay.
Nothing good. That's it. And if you do care about Kyle Shanahan, we're gonna fight. As soon as my superpowers kick in, because it is December 21st and black people are supposed to get superpowers today. Yeah. When they kick in, I'm gonna come fight you. That's it, cause he don't deserve it. Padre, why are you with Marcus? You're not supposed to be with Marcus. You're supposed to be with us.
Right. Do not let Marcus feel like his ideas and takes are illogical. Like, just disagree with everything he says about the Falcons. Everything.
Yes, but. This is true, Aunt. If you're listening on the podcast, just come on YouTube, because I don't want to repeat every comment that's on the YouTube on the podcast. Okay? So y'all be fine. Yes, we know this, Aunt, but Marcus just likes to come up with situations.
He likes to throw the pot a lot.
Yeah. So
when he should really be wondering who's going to be the Colts QB, because they don't have a QB either.
Yeah, because they keep taking him out of the game. They keep taking Marcus out of the game. And
they will win the Super Bowl because they have a quarterback. the reason why they haven't won since Kyle been out there, because they don't have a quarterback. Jimmy G is not a good quarterback. Jimmy G is trash. He should have never got that deal that they gave him. He's trash. So if they had a legit quarterback, they would have beaten. I feel like they probably would have beaten the Chiefs.
That's possible.
And a good defense that year. And the offense was, again, is a decent offense. So if you had a better quarterback than Jimmy G at that time, you'd be in the Chiefs in that Super Bowl.
Dang. Need the picks. See, here's the thing about the picks, right?
We don't need them because we have like 8 picks this year. We could package a few of them for a better to move up. We okay.
Yeah, and like with me, like if we don't have a competent staff to pick picks, then extra picks are literally pointless.
Bingo.
Literally pointless. I am getting cold. It is cold where I'm at, so my whole body is trying to shut down because it's so cold.
COVID.
The devil is a lie.
Indeed.
Not over here. Marcus, do you dislike black quarterbacks? I don't think he likes, but he is a black quarterback. Look up the quarterback and look up Marcus, and then you'll be the same person.
I do not dislike black quarterbacks. That's a misconception.
Again.
They say this because I don't like Cam Newton, and no. I don't like Justin Fields here.
It's more than that.
That's why they say that.
We're going to have an off-season episode. Off-season is going to be a whole intervention.
What's the other part?
Does anyone know a therapist? Because we need a therapist on that episode.
What's the other part? I literally told y'all I just don't like Cam because he can't throw. He literally cannot throw the ball.
Look, we're going to have an intervention episode. Be on the lookout. Padre, he agrees with you. Josh. Patrick.
Yeah, even the Bears. The Bears have a run at that Montgomery. They'll get Tariq Cohen back next year off this off his ACL injury. And a good defense. If Matt goes there, well, they would have to convince what's that the wide receiver name? Jefferson, I think. They're top wide receiver in Chicago. I think they would need to convince him to come back because he wants out of Chicago. But if Matt goes to a team like Chicago, yes, they can make a deep run too because they have a run game and a defense.
Boom. See? Y'all are...
Montgomery and Chicago, that boy is a monster at running back. That boy is a monster. But yeah, Niners and Chicago and Matt go there. One of those things will be an NFC championship game. I guarantee you that.
It's just the facts, Jack. Just the facts. So, what else? I don't know what else to talk about. We ain't talking about a fucking game. We already talking about the game.
That game, man. It went like how the others went. Like, we go up. They come back. We lose.
Yep, that's it. That's what happened. And we need to clean house, of course.
Yeah, that again, like I was telling Reg, 2 weeks exact from today, we go here. How about the breaking news? The Atlanta Falcons fire Raheem Morris and staff. That's all we'll get. And that would be the greatest day.
We're going to party, y'all.
That'd be one of the greatest days in my sports life, okay?
Okay, we're going to party. Okay, y'all, we are number 5 in the draft.
No, I just saw the graphic on Monday Night Football. They said number 4.
What?
They just showed it like 5 minutes ago. We're number 4.
Guys, we are 4. We are number 4. Tankathon has us at 5, but apparently we are at 4. You know, we're going to get Justin Fields.
Get out of here. If we draft Justin Fields, I would no longer be a fan. I'm telling you that right now.
We are number 4. Okay, we're going to get Fields. If you see Breeze, I'm not Breeze. You're not Breeze. If you see Josh's name.
Hear me loud and clear. If we draft Justin Fields, I would no longer be a Falcons fan.
He's lying.
I'm dead serious. He's lying. I do not want Cam Newton part two on this team.
See, it's because he's black. Here we go again.
What?
Here we go.
It's literally Cam Newton all over again. I do not want that here.
He said he don't want a black quarterback here. Y'all heard it. I know y'all heard it. That's exactly what he said. Look, Padre, homie, we had a whole lot of picks that were wasted. And we have a whole lot of players like, what's his name? What's that guy's name? Free agents.
Who?
Help me out here. We have a free agent. Or a former free agent that we signed. Fowler. Okay, that was a waste of money. You know, and it's all because Dan Quinn and company let it happen.
Well, they thought, again, this is the thing with Fowler. He played in Jacksonville and the Rams.
Therapy.
No. Again, Justin Fields is Cam Newton 2.0. Why would we want that here?
Fields is...
He's from Canada.
Yeah, he's not from...
He's from Georgia. But the thing with Fowler, he played in Jacksonville and with the Rams. And both of those defenses, they had really good defensive lines. No, I don't think so. He's going to complain, oh, I didn't come to Atlanta to sit behind Matt Ryan and hand the ball off. He's going to ask for a trade because that's what he does. But anywho...
Somebody sounds salty from Georgia.
No. Again, he wasted our time. He wasted both our times. He wasted his time and he wasted our time. But that's not here, neither here nor there. But the thing with Fowler, he played on dominant defensive lines. So again, he had a lot of single one-on-one opportunities to where he did a few. He had a little success, and then we brought him here. And again, outside of Grady, we don't really have anyone else on the defensive line. So once he got here, team started doubling team him. He really can't beat a tackle when it's one-on-one either. So it's really like we got Vic Beasley all over again. But Fowler, he just plays the run a lot better than Vic. But yeah, this like Marcus Brenner account.
you can be Uncle Ruckus.
But yeah, that's the. I hope we cut Fowler because we saved $8 million too. And I just rather draft someone and let them just replace Fowler.
Yeah, dude. We a lot. D. Yep. OC, whatever.
I also had that fumble return back in New Orleans that year. We would beat them.
Bitter beer face. What does that mean? I don't know. He's talking about you, though. Yes, he does. He does, Padre. Okay? He does.
Wait. Again, when I ask this question, give me a logical answer. What is Justin Fields doing differently than what any other, since y'all want to make it a race thing, what is Justin Fields doing from what Terrell Pryor did, Troy Smith did, JT Barrett did, Dwayne Haskins did. What is Justin Fields doing differently than what they did? Give me a legit answer to you.
Helping block when his teammates can't block. Being great. Okay.
All those other people that I named, they took their teams to except for Terrell Pryor. The other quarterbacks, they took their team to the national title game and actually won them. And then Troy Smith won the Heisman. Justin Fields not even a Heisman candidate.
He's fighting for our freedom. Okay, look, I'm taking my notes because when we have this.
What is Justin Fields doing differently than what those five other quarterbacks that I named?
Being better than them.
What? He's not winning the Heisman this year. Troy Smith won the Heisman. More like he has Clemson to play in the first round of the playoffs. They're not beating Clemson either.
How do you know? You don't know till they play. Duh.
They played last year.
In That's the last year. This
wait,
is
wait, wait, wait. Can I They played last year, and the game last year, J.K. Dobbins, he's a running back for the Ravens right now. When he went out in that game against Clemson, that Ohio State offense was pedestrian. Justin Fields really couldn't do anything. And then once J.K. came back in the game, that's when the offense started picking back up. But since y'all want to see it again, when they play Clemson again and get blown out this time, this go around, because I don't think their team is this good compared to last year, I'm going to be a hater then too then, I guess. But yeah. I'm telling you, he's not what y'all think he is. He's not doing anything different than what those other quarterbacks did. And they all those other dudes flamed out in the NFL. But
that's them. Okay. And you won't know until
okay. We're gonna see. We're gonna see.
Yeah, we're gonna see. Okay, I don't watch college football, so I don't even
what,
know.
What is projected means? What that means nothing. Jamarcus Russell was the number one overall pick and he was ass. Projected means nothing.
We're gonna have to come to Jesus, and Mark is gonna have to be on the episode too. Because
no, because y'all, it's all this projection, it's all projected top 10. he's a Heisman of finalist. What does that mean? It means nothing. Get out of here. Do you know how many five players are on Ohio State? Get out. He's basically playing with an offside team collegially. Stop it, man.
Yeah, Padre said he's the Harriet Tubman of the CFB.
I'm not gonna lie, they have a wide receiver name. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. I think his name is Aluve or something like that. That dude is fire. Like he's a monster. But yeah, Ohio State, that team is filtered with good players, man. Don't give me that. That man is. I'm telling y'all, that boy's not what y'all think he is.
We gonna find out. That's all I know. We gonna find out. But it's okay. It's okay, y'all. I'm telling y'all. That's gonna be a great episode. And if you know a therapist, we really need them on.
I'm not trashing. I'm asking y'all, what is he doing differently than what Haskins, Terrell Pryor, Troy Smith, JT Barrett, and Cordell Jones did. What is Justin Fields currently doing differently than what those five quarterbacks did at Ohio State?
I said being better.
At what? Because again, Troy Smith won the Heisman. Justin Fields, he's not winning the Heisman this year. The Heisman winner is on Alabama, whether it's Devonta Smith, the quarterback, or the running back. Those are your Heisman candidates. Justin Fields is not one of them. Especially not after how ass he played against Northwestern. But y'all don't want to bring that up. Y'all don't want, whatever, man. I hate y'all.
I just like getting, y'all, I like getting riled up because I only watch the playoffs. So I'm sorry, dog. I'm really sorry.
No, you're fine. But again, in Justin Fields' top two games, and Justin Fields' top two games this year against Indiana and Northwestern, this dude has thrown what, five picks, five interceptions.
We say you're a Republican, but we already established that because we saw him at Trump rallies.
I voted for Biden, and I just voted for Ossoff and Warnock. I'm not a Republican.
Yeah, okay. We saw.
But again, I just want y'all to tell me what is Justin Fields doing differently than what the five guys that I gave you. What is he doing differently?
Okay, look, people, if y'all are listening and you watch college football, because I do not, I only watch playoffs. So if you know what he's doing differently than those five people he's been mentioning, let us know so we have a memo.
And again, the quarterbacks are Troy Smith, Terrell Pryor, Cordell Jones, JT Barrett, and Dwayne Haskins. What is Justin Fields doing differently than those guys? Because y'all making me mad, man.
Oh God. Yeah, look, when Josh gets angry, it's over, y'all. Ant is agreeing with you, Josh. So you have one person on your side. One. That's one.
Is Ant racist? Because he's agreeing with me too.
Ant's not racist because Ant appreciates black
quarterbacks. Oh, but the stuff I say that makes me racist.
Yes, because you say like way more. Ant has never.
Y'all hate. He puts ketchup on turkey, according to y'all.
That's
what that has nothing to do with football.
That's white people shit.
Football reasons.
And that is not black people shit. That is white people shit.
But I hate players for football reasons. I don't care what they do off the field.
What?
Well, it's different. As long as they're not beating on women and kids or like raping them. Outside, I don't care what they do off the field.
Look, okay, Pat needs help. Pat, we cannot claim Pat as black. We wow. can't.
Well, we can't do it. But I'm the racist. Get out of here, man.
We can't do it.
Get out of here.
Who's foul? You talking about Josh? Josh, yes, Josh is foul.
No, and he's talking about you.
Ain't talking about me, talking about you.
He's talking about you.
And are you talking about me or Josh for being foul? We need to know. Pretty sure he's talking about you. Because everybody knows you are like mad racist.
Oh, again.
It has to do with Michael Vick. And we're going to. This show is gonna be popping.
I'm glad you brought up Vic. I saw Marcus tweet that Vic needs his number retired. So my thing is, if you're gonna have your number retired, then what do you deserve? Well, I mean, what did you do to deserve for your number? No, I don't put that. No, they said Pat Mahomes put ketchup on his turkey, so that's why they hate him. Well, that's why they hate him. I don't do that. I think that's weird too. But no, I'm with Vic. Marcus was like, he needs his number, you know what I'm saying, retired. I'm like, so what did he do when he was down here to deserve his number to be retired? And then I got called racist for that.
You're racist because Vic did a lot for the city. Okay.
Wait. So he did nothing for on the actual football field.
And for he made me fall in love with Falcons. That's how I became a Falcon.
He made you a fan, but okay. But what did he do on the field?
He was exciting, and he brought culture to the team.
So nothing that actually does that affects the game. Nothing.
He juking people.
Okay. So because he was an exciting player, he needs his number retired?
He does need his number retired.
So does Dante Hall need his number retired? And Dante Hall, he was a return man for the Kansas City Chiefs in the mid-2000s. He was literally good for like 1 or 2 years returning kicks, and no one heard from him any other time after that.
Yes. Get his number retired too.
No. Y'all stop, man. Like y'all.
I don't know why. Well,
thank you, Aunt.
Dion, like
thank you.
Left.
No, yeah, he left, but he actually produced. He was actually one of the best cornerbacks. even though he was here for his first Y'all making me mad, man. Like, stop. Like, Vic, Vic doesn't need his number retired. Like, he didn't do anything on the field that warrants that, okay?
Yeah, we don't retire. In all seriousness, we don't retire numbers. But.
Wait. Thank you, Ant. Read that comment from Ant.
I see it. I want to win a Super Bowl. I think
everybody. No. Read it. Read it so other people can hear it.
Okay. Falcons fans put more emphasis on the enjoyment aspect rather than winning. Oh, than the winning of the Super Bowl.
Well, why do you play the game?
let me tell you, that's what we need to ask. some players, most of the players on this team currently.
But why do you play the game? Like Herm Edwards said, why do you play the game?
I know why I play the game. I don't know why these people want
to win. So
do they want to win? Does this team currently, did they want to win this entire season?
I'm just saying in general, you play the game to win. So that's why I don't get excited when y'all bring up Vic and all them little runs he had. Like, I don't care about that. We didn't win.
Yes, you do. You do care. No, I don't. Because that fueled your hate for black quarterbacks.
No,
that
it didn't.
Whole moment.
No. I don't hate black quarterbacks. I hate the quarterbacks that y'all try to put on the pedestal, as in Vic and Cam Newton.
And Vic, okay. I don't put Vic on a pedestal, but there's a lot of y'all out there that do put Vic on a pedestal. Do I think somebody should be wearing his number?
Yes.
No. I don't think people should be wearing Deion's number either. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's just certain players that we've had that I don't think anybody else should wear their number.
But that would be okay for whoever in the near future to wear Matt Ryan number when he retires. Y'all would be okay with that.
Yeah, I don't want anybody wearing Ryan's number. Okay. You know I don't want anybody wearing Matt Bryant's number either. You know what I'm saying? It's just like and Julio, I don't want anybody wearing his number anymore. But until we retire them, it's going to happen. And I don't like it. I don't like it. I know a lot of people don't like it. And people want Vic retired because that, but I don't want people wearing his number anymore. Because it's like, that's like, you know, we all fell in love with that man before the dogs during that time. You know what I'm saying? So it's weird to see someone else wear these people's numbers.
It's just numbers, though. It's just a number.
They can pick another number. And I'm still mad that Hennessy didn't get 69 because that would have been amazing.
He didn't want that number.
Well, I don't care what he wanted or didn't want. Okay? It's not about him. It's about me.
Ant is making sense, man. Thank you, Ant. Like,
Ant, get out of here. You're on my side.
Honestly, that's my sentiments about Vic. Like, I enjoyed him, but again, we didn't win anything with him. So I'm not going to keep propping him up. Yes, he was exciting, but okay, he didn't win.
Marcus,
make that trade scenario to another team. Like, it doesn't have to be to San Francisco because, yeah, I don't want Shane to succeed in any aspect of his coaching career.
Yeah, fuck Shanahan. Andre is going in on you. You're going to have to get him on the timeline.
Exactly.
And I'm about to fucking put you in timeout. How do I do that? I know I can put you in timeout.
Nah, man, don't. Nah, Ant, keep speaking that truth, man.
No, Ant. Justin Fields completes 72% of his passes, but Josh said he can't throw.
Oh, my God.
You make him do the eyes, man.
You sound like the Ants fans with that completion percentage BS. Fields cannot throw that good, man. Don't. All right. I'm just shut up. Y'all gonna see, man. Y'all gonna see. Let's say he completes 72% against Clemson. I'm just shut up, man.
You just hate. The hate. Ain't no hate. You supposed to be on my side.
It's not hate, man. I'm just telling y'all, man. Like, all right, just watch the playoff game against Clemson. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
Ain't nobody said F. Ain't what Marcus Hush? I can put him in timeout.
What Marcus? What?
Put user in time. Okay, I need to figure out this timeout stuff. But if you come up here next week, Ant, with all this crap and being on Josh's side, I'll put you in timeout once I figure out how to do it. Because I don't want to block you, and I think I might accidentally block you.
But you got two other people on your side, so, why you get mad about Ant?
Because he's supposed to be on my side. He's usually on my side.
Y'all don't want to hear the truth, man. Like,
no, you can't handle the
truth. Vic was cool, but, I mean, again, he did nothing that warrants for his number two be retired. Sorry, but not sorry. How about that?
Look, whenever the new regime comes, I want them to just retire numbers.
That's not up to him. That's up to Blank if he want to retire numbers.
Ain't nobody care about that old man. Shit.
Wait, the way y'all hate Blank now, man. Y'all, man.
I've been on the defund Arthur Blank train.
Boy, y'all, man.
You going to come on here? And I don't know if you want to come on.
Yeah, because we got the Chiefs next year. I mean, next week.
Oh, God. We probably going to win.
No. Hell no.
You are all up on my clothes. And no. I am so... My dog is literally, like, all up on my clothes.
You think the Chiefs... you think Brady went off on us? Boy, wait till Pat get a hold of our D-line who don't get any type of pressure. Like that, he probably won't even play the second half, honestly.
Nah, just wait, man. Cause we like to win games we shouldn't win. Like all of a sudden and mess up. It's gonna mess up.
We're not beating the Chiefs. We're not.
If you think we're gonna win against the Chiefs, just say team GIF. Just put that in the comments or on Twitter. Okay, if you think we're gonna lose, say Team Josh.
We're not just gonna lose. We'll get annihilated. You know how people like quit mid game, but they be like your opponent has connection is lost or something like that. It's gonna be like that, but in real life, like Mahomes, he may really go for 300 yards in one quarter.
That'll be very disturbing. We're gonna lose to a man who puts ketchup on his turkey.
Like I won't be surprised if Mahomes has career numbers against us on Sunday. That's how bad it's going to be.
Like, we make people's careers. That's what the Falcons do.
Yeah, yep, we did for Taysom.
When Samuel L. Jackson says, "What do the Falcons do?" We make people's other teams' careers. We give people career games.
But yeah, they have a thing called stat games, meaning like you about to play a sorry team. So that's how the Chiefs looking at us. This is going to be their stat game. Everybody, yeah. It's all walkthroughs. The entire week is a walkthrough. Like this is a stat game for the Chiefs. Like they're just going to see who's going to have the best stats after Sunday against us.
So far, you got two votes, Team Josh. Y'all are just turning against me tonight, and I feel offended. But on that note, shit, that's it. Go vote if you're in Georgia. I voted before I left.
Yeah, I've been voted for. I voted 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. So vote. Don't mail in your ballot. Put it in the ballot box. That's what I did. You could just Google, where is the fucking ballot box? And then they'll show you where your fucking ballot box is. And you just drop that bitch in there, and then someone collects it. But make sure this time you check your signature. You can, like, stalk your vote and, like, make sure it's, like, signed right and all that stuff since they rejected signatures last time. Because we need to get these people into office in order for us to do things, or we wasted our time this year with voting in, what's his name, Biden. What else I want to say? This year sucks for everybody. So everybody keep your heads up, you know what I'm saying? Stay safe, wear a mask. If you don't wear a mask, you get what's coming to you. I mean...
COVID.
You know what I'm saying? Like, don't be crying in my mentions. And if you're out partying and then you get it and you want to cry in my mentions, I'm gonna cuss you out.
If you're out partying, you deserve it, honestly.
Right. And I got some people that I know that have done it that are pretty much family. And
I'll let that, man. And I was at that Jets game with Geno Smith beat us, man. I was there. That was my very first Falcons game. My homeboy, I played football with in high school. We went to that game, and oh my God, Geno Smith leads a game winning drive against us in the dome, like all bad.
Dog, we need to do a "Where Are They Now" episode because we need to discuss Geno Smith. I forgot about him.
He's a backup on the, I want to say, Chargers, I believe.
I don't know. I didn't think he was still in the league.
He's still in the league though.
Yeah, we need to discuss his downfall. That'd be good offseason.
No, it was no doubt. He was not good either. He was not good.
Here we go. Here we go again.
Just said it too.
Hey, what did you say? Hush up. yes, vote, Georgia people, and wear a mask and stay safe and have a good Christmas, even if you couldn't afford anything this year. It don't matter because everybody's broke, okay, except for the rich people. And we need to eat the rich, okay?
Yeah.
And steal from them because I'm tired of this and I'm ready. So whenever y'all are ready, just let me know because I'm ready because I'm tired. I'm tired of this shit in this 2020. And if you don't hear from us, you're going to hear from us before, I think. Before the new year. Happy New Year's. And don't drink and drive. And stay safe. Even though family's trash, you know. Most of them. But you don't have to go nowhere because it's COVID. So you got a perfect excuse not to go home, which you shouldn't go home and get everybody sick and kill them. And if you do, you're a murderer and you should go to jail. Okay? For spreading COVID. Drop the link. Drop the OnlyFans link. Oh, fool. Shop our merch. We got merch. It's a shirt and a hoodie. And Marcus is actually going to buy somebody a shirt. I don't know what the contest is going to be. Comment on this YouTube. Okay, if you're not on YouTube, the YouTube link will be in the description box of the podcast. Comment on the YouTube, okay? Just comment. Just leave a comment. Any comment. I don't care. Leave a comment, and anybody who comments, I'm going to put your names in a fucking spin the wheel thing, and then you're going to win a shirt because we need more people to subscribe to our YouTube.
Can I put my name in it?
No.
Why?
Wait, what'd you say?
Why not?
You can't put your name in it.
Why?
Because you have a shirt.
Is it because I'm black?
I gave you a shirt, remember?
Is it because I'm black?
No, it's because you're doing blackface. That's why you don't got your superpowers. That's why I do. That's why I'm literally here floating in the air. You can't even see. That on government to be knocking on my door like, how is she floating in the air? And then I get tested like a lab rat. Like, I don't
know that. Camera, or we don't believe you.
I can't because
so you're a liar. Because you're a liar.
I'm floating. I'm sitting here floating. I'm floating.
Just like, say you're a liar.
I want to smoke a blunt and be like floating. So I'm really floating. You know what I'm saying? It'd be like real nice. I'm telling ya. You just mad because you white and you don't got your power, okay? Like everybody else. On what they call it, nigga stylist. Yep, you don't got it because you know you are.
No, I have to take
Marcus.
I have to take candy corn for my powers to activate.
Oh, okay. I have an extra bag, so if you
let me get that coffee, Sean.
Because. Yeah, our powers got activate. So if you see me floating and going down the street, then mind your business. I'm just working on my powers and not wanting to walk. Okay, so on that note, do you have any shout outs?
Just boy Kaysen, Nina, my baby, and the listeners, everybody. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, shout out to y'all. Y'all actually listen to the show. And tune in every week, which I'm very grateful for. I appreciate
Not to interrupt you, but the Bengals are about to beat the Steelers.
Dang, my homeboy's about to be mad. He's a Steelers, a huge Steelers fan. He'll be fine. He'll get over it. Marcus said, "You're in love."
I am, Marcus.
Thank you. I try. You know, tonight was all over the place. I guess we'll call tonight a freestyle episode because it was just everywhere. But we appreciate you, Aunt, and Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Hanukkah. If you don't celebrate any of that, Happy gift giving or whatever.
Yeah.
When's Ramadan? Ramadan's next in like February, right? Never mind.
I have no idea. Say that,
but this is for the future. You know, I like to try to be inclusive. I don't want to leave out nobody. But if we don't celebrate anything, then happy Christmas. I mean, fucking winter. Happy winter.
Happy New Day. How about that? Happy New Year. Happy first 24 hours.
Yeah, happy day off.
Yeah.
Right. Well, does everybody get Christmas off still?
I don't think the like gas station attendants, they don't.
Oh, they don't even
say it. Say it. Come on, racist. Racism.
Y'all know what I'm thinking. They don't, you know. Yeah, I know. The gas station people, they don't.
Come on, Letha.
They celebrate Ramadan. That's what they do. They celebrate Ramadan. Yeah, that's what they do. Oh, if you're in East Atlanta, don't go to the Exodon. Fucking hell. I need to go to bed. Don't go to the Exxon on next to the Walmart on the east side. Because the people that run it there are mad racist, and there's videos out. So it's an Exxon next to a Walmart in East Atlanta. Don't go there. Okay. If you see Exxon in East Atlanta, just don't stop. Okay. Because they're mad racist and they don't care about our money and black people's money. I don't know about y'all white people. They might care about y'all money, but I don't know since, you know, our quarterback is like doing incest with his brother. And I don't know because they tripping. Okay. And comment on that because I want to know y'all's thoughts too, especially white people. Are y'all doing that? I need to know. Okay. And on that note, we out this bitch. We are seeing y'all next week. What's Chanukah? Oh, it's Marcus. I don't even know why I'd be reading his comments.